This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
An authentic hadith in a Tirmidhi where Aisha said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli wa ana khayrukum li ahli." The best of you are those who are best to their families, and I am the best to my family. This hadith, many of us know this hadith, and it is a pillar in regards to masculinity. How? The first one is that you will be tested, and that's the time for the best part of you to come out. Like when we talk about sports, the reason I hone in on sports and say you learn your reality through physicality is because when you're facing a stressful situation, you hurt yourself. Do you remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you remember that at that moment that it will get better? At that moment, that it's a test from Allah. At that moment, the person that may have injured you, it may have been unintentional. Do you get up and want to start a fight with him? After the game is over, do you get up and blame him and speak badly about him? Do you want to bring some beef or some problems to him later? Is that really what a man is, or does a man contain himself? Well, what about the one that's in your household? Your wife. Your wife. The one that knows how to, quote unquote, push your buttons and that can test you at times that, subhanAllah, no one can test you in that way. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli," because the best of you are the ones that are the best version of yourselves, that hold yourself in self-restraint, patience, honor, dignity at times of hardship, at times of anger. Remember, we mentioned that anger is not a bad characteristic inherently. It's how you direct it and channel it and use it. You don't direct your anger to be physical with someone that is naturally weaker than you. Someone that is weaker than you and you take advantage of them and abuse them. That is the time where you test yourself. Your wife may have done something that was wrong. Your younger sister, as an older brother, may have done something that was wrong. Your older sister, who may be weaker than you, young man, may have done something that was wrong. She may have violated you. She may have done something that was disrespectful. But how do you treat her? How do you respond to her? How do you respond? This is important because this is where you have to dig deep inside of yourself and ask, what's the benefit of me doing so? I want to prove my point, but let me do it in a conducive fashion to where it doesn't leave any scar or trauma on people. That's the first point. The second point is people, you want to treat people how you would be treated. So the best of you are those who are best of their families. Treat your wives how you would want your mother to be treated, how you would want your younger sister to be treated. When you think about your sister's husband, your mother's husband, your dad, how did he treat her? You know certain things that he may have been doing that are not right. Do you want to repeat the process? Because that is not the one who is best to his family. Therefore, not being the best amongst men. And the last point is where the Prophet is the importance of fulfilling our purpose of life in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Following the sunnah, following the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the epitome of masculinity. It's the epitome of manhood. It's the epitome of how one should be a husband, a father, a leader, a neighbor, a community member, right? This is important for us to remember. The examples that we should look at for masculinity ultimately should be those that follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, there are cultural nuances from our culture that we may understand as a man, but our first concern should be, does it violate the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are the best versions of our, the best amongst us, being the best to our families and taking that into importance, not violating anyone for the sake of the strength that we have as masculinity because we have these characteristics. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.